No, you're not hearing things. Movie Deputy reviews are in the
house, or in your phone, in your computer, wherever you're listening from.
And what was that? I guess, well, it is Halloween after all, so I guess you should be prepared for some strange and unusual events to happen during this review. Carnage. Venom, specifically, Let There Be Carnage. Now, if you're a fan of the Venom series, then you probably are already very familiar with this movie. If not, this review might surprise you a little bit. And the original Venom movie that came out in 2018. And yes, I'm getting into the whole thing about the... I definitely gave this a guilty rating, and I'm going to fill you in on the score here in a minute. But bear with me on this. In Venom, we saw this alien creature thing come to Earth, and it met Eddie, and Eddie's life was falling apart, and so Venom kind of helped put the pieces back together. Blah, 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 blah. It's gory, and it's funny, and it's just wrong on so many levels that it's right. We got to see a sneak peek of Let There Be Carnage in the credits. And so now that we have Venom, Let There Be Carnage, it takes it to a whole... I mean, it steps it up a game. With the story steps it up, the gore steps it up, the hilarity steps it up. Just it on every level, this steps it up just a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and let you know that I did give this a higher score than I gave Venom. Just a little bit higher, but you're going to have to just hold on a second if you want to know what that score is. So in this one, we see, of course, see Venom, and we see Eddie. One of the first scenes that we see, I just remember this scene vividly, is it'll make you rethink ever wanting to eat breakfast ever again, because it's just, bleh. I mean, it's like everything that is good and bad with breakfast at the same time, and then it's just done in such a way that you just kind of look and you're like, okay, I'm never eating that again. Okay, we've all seen movies where something like that happens. Well, the thing is, Eddie's trying to get Venom to eat food, and Venom wants to eat people. And so Eddie has to try to control Venom so that he doesn't keep eating people. Now, mind you, he's not just eating any people. He's eating the bad guys, which, yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, I can see some value in that. I can see some value in eating the bad guys. But it's not as simple as all that, because there is a psychopath. And then there's ties into Area 51, and there's a bunch of things going on in this story that are kind of all tied together. And picture Venom and having all these like tentacles going out in different directions, and each one of these tentacles is a different part of the storyline. But the way it does it, it's not confusing. The whole thing with Let There Be Carnage is not just the term of destruction. Carnage is another character. Carnage is another... one of these creatures that needs another symbiont, I can't pronounce that word, but it needs somebody to inhabit, to kind of bring things around. Now, mind you, we knew Venom was not alone. We knew that there was more than one of these creatures out there. So when this one creature finds this one person to inhabit, it's probably the worst possible person that Carnage could inhabit. And even Venom's like, nope, no, I'm done. And don't worry, no spoilers. But at one point, Eddie's like, I will let you eat all the people. Like I said, no spoilers. That's even one of the trailers. And Venom's like, do you promise? And Eddie's like, yes, I promise. You can eat all the people. And he's like, let's go. And it's just, it's funny the way that it's done. It is. It's just funny. And it's, like I said, it's gory and it's wrong. And you see all these different things, and you see these other people that are not just people, they're also like aliens and everything too, but not in the way that you'd think. I mean, when we think aliens, you think of like the alien movies, and you think of E.T., and you think of like these weird creatures and stuff like that. But it's like, do you really picture a character like Venom or even like Carnage? And are you ready for a story such as this? I mean, this one really kind of pushes the envelope on a lot of this stuff, and it really... almost takes it almost a step too far. Not quite, but almost. And it is so much fun. It's just, it's wrong on so many levels, but it's fun. I know that sounds completely backwards, but we also start to see that there is a softer side to Venom. And why does that matter? Well, you're going to have to come back tomorrow to find out. Score-wise, on Venom Let There Be Carnage, I did come in at a 6.75 out of 10 on the Deputy Scale, and definitely a guilty rating. I mean, it's not like overly gory to where you're going to get sick in the theater, but it's gory enough that you're just... I could see some people with sensitive issues turning away at some scenes. It's not enough to actually make you growl in the theater, but it's enough that people with sensitive stomachs might want to turn away at a few scenes. Sorry about the cough. Like I was mentioning yesterday, I'm still fighting a little bit of this fungal stuff that's going on in my body. Not that I have anything quite like venom or carnage growing within me, but when you get mold spores in your lungs, it's not an easy thing to get rid of. So, yes, I am in medical treatment and all that, but no, I'm not growing an alien. But, so, I hope that this has helped a little bit. If you have seen this, I would love to know your feedback on it. If you do sit back and watch this, be sure that to stick around into the credits for another bonus scene. At the time, we did not know what to expect, but obviously now we do. And so, I would say that before you watch the newest Venom, that you be sure to check this one out, because Venom... Oh no, my brain is completely blanking on the new Venom movie. I gotta go back to my notes here. Trying to think of the part of the title on that. But that's why I take my notes. The Last Dance. Thank you, The Last Dance. But before you see The Last Dance, there are definite references in both of the movies that you should probably see before that, but especially this one, especially Let There Be Carnage, because there are a lot of very specific references back to this one. So I hope that helps a little bit.
After all, a little bit is all it takes.
Be sure to come back tomorrow to check out Last Dance. And I can't wait till then. So I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.